Back to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, look at verse 8. It says, "Oh, taste and see." Do two things. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. Mid-Monday morning, somebody called me and said, "How's the studying going?" And I said, "Well, I'm scratching. I'm digging. I'm searching." And I kept on scratching and scraping. And I was scraping in the book of Acts. And digging and digging. And by later on that afternoon, somebody else called me. My phone rang, and I picked up the phone and said, "Hello." And that person said, "I just wanted to call you to tell you how good the Lord is." And I said, "Yes, He is, isn't He?" This says right here, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." This world is so bad. Can't get around it. It's just so bad. But the Lord is good. He's good. My sin and everything that I am is so bad. It's so bad. My thoughts are so bad. Don't you think I'd be a little holier now? Don't you think I'd be a little better than I should? I wish. I want to. But the truth is my thoughts and my actions are so bad. But the Lord is good. The Lord is good. My heart's desire was to prepare a true meal for those who need it. That was my heart's desire for this. For tonight, I thought, I was sitting in there in the study, and I thought, if I owned a restaurant, I would prepare food knowing that not every person that passes by is going to be hungry. Right? But if anyone is hungry, then we have food. We have some food. Now, in this text, we're going to see who this spiritual meal is for. It's about to tell us. We're about to read it right here. And here's who it's for. This spiritual meal is for any soul who is humbled. Humbled. Not every soul that passes by is humbled. Brought low. Tonight's meal is for any soul who has been humbled. It's for any soul who is afraid. Any soul who has seen God's holiness and is afraid. This is for any soul who is ashamed. And it's for any soul who is in trouble. Any soul who's in that case is welcome to grab a plate. There's no charge here. You're welcome to grab a plate and sit down at the table of God's holy word. There's plenty of room. Plenty of room. Grab a plate, sit down at the table of God's holy word, and taste and see that the Lord is good. So good. Now, we're going to read through these first eight verses, and they're going to tell us why the Lord is good and who He's good to. Look at verse 1 with me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Who does that describe in here? Who in here blesses the Lord at all times? Who in here has his praise continually in their mouth? Not me. Not me. I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of that. I'm so full of doubt. I'm so full of fear. You know what that's saying? He can't. He won't. I'm ashamed of that. I'm brought down by that. I'm troubled by fear because of that. And the reason is because that's what my God commands of me. It's what He commands. He said, rejoice evermore, didn't He? That's what He said. All day long, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, for the rest of your days on this earth, rejoice evermore. He said, pray without ceasing. Go over to Ephesians 5 with me. Ephesians 5, look at verse 19. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, talking to yourselves in your mind while you're at work, while you're driving down the road, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Who in here does that describe? Giving thanks always for all things unto God. Always. That's our God's command to us. And we know, we believe His word, we truly do realize that God puts sinners in hell for breaking His command, doesn't He? He just does. Can any of us in here, in absolute truth, say, that describes me? That's me right there, giving thanks to God always for all things, everything that comes along. Every one of us, every person in here knows, if any man say he has no sin, he makes God a liar, right? Every one of us knows that that's none of us. That's not one of us. But who does that describe? Who does that describe? One person only can say this. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He can say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So go with me back now to Psalm 34. Verse 2 says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. In the Lord. I can't boast in myself. I cannot boast in myself. All that I've ever done is failed God. That's all I've ever done. That's all I've ever done. All I've ever done is worship myself and praise myself. That's all I've ever done. Everything that I've ever done has done nothing more than send me deeper and deeper in the pit of despair. Everything I've ever done. And I'm brought down and I'm humbled. But verse 2 says that the humble, they're going to hear about all of this and be glad. The humble, they're going to be glad. Verse 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Why? Because all of this obedience that we're reading about right here, every bit of this obedience that I could not accomplish, Christ accomplished it for me. And we magnify His name. We bless His name. We boast in the Lord, in His name. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Have you ever needed the Lord? Have you ever needed the Lord? You know, we don't need Him until we need Him. And then when we need Him, we're not playing games anymore. I need Him. Have you ever needed Him? That's called spiritual hunger. True spiritual hunger. That's, I'm empty. I'm empty. And I need Him. So what do? I start searching for everything that'll help me, and the Lord is the last one on my mind. But in spite of my faithlessness, and in spite of my lack, in spite of the fact that I do not bless the Lord at all times, and I don't praise Him continually in my mouth, His Spirit in mercy comes to me and says, seek the Lord. David said, when you said to me, seek the Lord, that's when that knock on my heart said, thy face will I seek. He said in verse 4, I sought the Lord. And here's the amazing thing to me, and it shouldn't be amazing, but in those times when I'm low and I'm talking humbled, I'm talking brought down, I'm talking depressed, I'm talking alone, it never fails. He heard me. I always go back and say, He heard me. Once again, He heard me. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Do you remember any of the fears that you've had recently? What are they doing to you now? Nothing. They're forgotten. The Lord delivered me. He delivered me from all that. And I'm not in my gut in pain, hurting anymore over that. He heard me. I sought the Lord. He heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Why is the Lord good? Now you think about our high and holy God. Do you know how important He is? Important is not a important enough word. He's so important. But that He would look on us, that He would take the time to look on us, deal with us, come to us again. Can you imagine how good He is? He will be gracious to whom He will be gracious, and He will show mercy on whom He will show mercy. It's His goodness. It's His goodness. We call, we beg, we pray for more grace, and He gives it. And He gives it, and He pours it, and He pours it. The Lord is so good. Turn with me over to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Aren't you so glad? This Lord that we are going to go stand before, this Lord that we are going to spend eternity with, one word describes him, and it's holy. And many one words describe him, but let me tell you one that keeps coming up in the scriptures. Good, which is holy. Shall not the judge of the earth do right? He's good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That gives me encouragement to keep preaching. All these little kids that are running through here, all that racket we hear, his truth endures to all generations. Isn't that wonderful? All generations. Every single, until he returns, he's going to pluck from every generation, every tribe, nation, kindred, tongue, people, generation. He's good. He's just good. He's so good to a number no man can number. Psalm 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities." How did he do that? He took mine iniquities on himself. "Who healeth all thy diseases." How did he do that? He took all my diseases on himself. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." How did he do that? He had to give his life to destruction. "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." That's what he did. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He's so good. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Forever. Why is the Lord good? It's because he hath not dealt with us according to our sins. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. And his mercy endureth forever. And his mercy endureth forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. He dealt with Christ according to our sins. Who is the Lord good to? He's good to sinners. That's who he's good to. He's good to those who have sinned against him. I don't understand that, but I'm so thankful for it. He's good to those who have sinned against him. Those who have every reason to fear him, but those who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ begging for mercy. That's who he's good to. Psalm 86. Look with me at Psalm 86. Verse 5 says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive." He's always ready to forgive. Immediately. You know how sometimes you can go to a place and you want to buy something and we don't have it. We're going to have to order it. Sometimes you can call it in early and it's sitting there waiting on you. You know what? Have you ever called in a pizza? And it's ready. That means it's already there. That means it's already finished. That means it's waiting on you. That means you're not going to walk through the front door and ask for it. It's already waiting for you. It has your name on it. Well, he's ready to forgive. He's ready. When we come begging, "Lord, forgive us." He says, I did before the foundation of the world. I did as I was hanging on that cross, and I will right now to your conscience and your heart. You're forgiven. He's ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy. That means he will not run out unto all them that call upon thee. He delights to show mercy. Does that tell you something about his character? Who he is? You know, you get to know people, what they're like. Well, this is what he's like. He takes pleasure. He delights to show mercy. He enjoys it. It's not something he has to do. He enjoys it. Oh, I'd be happy to. Lord, will you please? Yes, I sure will. I'd be happy to. He said, I'm going to do all these things for you, but I'm going to be inquired of you for it. That's what he said. Jeremiah said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Seeks him. So back in Psalm 34, go with me back to Psalm 34. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him. They looked unto him and were lightened. You know those times when you just feel so heavy? You know, what's the matter with you? Why aren't you smiling? I just can't. Can't make my cheeks go up. If this old heart would look to him, and if God would show me Christ, it'd all fall off. Just like Pilgrim had the burden on his back, and he went through yon wicket gate, straight down the narrow way, crying, life, life, eternal life. And as soon as he got to the cross, he looked up and boom, all the burden fell off his back. They looked unto him and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Not ashamed anymore. Not ashamed anymore. I don't know if anybody else in here needs to hear this, but I do. I need to hear this. Are you ashamed of what you've done? Are you ashamed of what you've done? I've been on this earth now for 38 years. 44 years. 70-something years. Are you ashamed of what you've done? Listen to this. When Christ wrought forgiveness for us, when he bought us back by dying on that cross, he took his own blood that was spilled, and he took the record of everything that I'm ashamed of, the record that is written and recorded and will not be unrecorded throughout all eternity. There are people who are going to go meet God who have a record. Do you have a record? Yes. And the Lord Jesus Christ took his own blood that was spilled, and he took the record, my record that I am so ashamed of, and he dipped hyssop in his own blood, and he started blotting out that record. I mean, really. He started blotting out that record. You know why he did that? It was all paid for. Every bit of it. It was gone. It was gone. And now when anybody looks at our record, and I do mean anybody, God Almighty, God's holy law, anybody, when anybody looks at that record, all they can see is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's all they can see. It's soaked through. Both sides. What can we charge him with? What can we condemn him with? I don't see anything but the blood of Christ. That's all I see. Nothing but the blood. That's not a fairy tale. That's a reality. Verse 6 says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Well, where's the bad news? There is not any. I thought you started with bad news. No, that's not even bad news, really. Everything I started with has been wiped out. Blotted out. David said, "Blot out my transgressions. Purge me with hyssop and I will be clean." Verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." We see it, don't we? We see it. We see that the Lord is good. I know we do. I know we do. I know that we see that the Lord is good. What is God's goodness? It's Christ. The Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 69 says, "Thy loving kindness is good." Psalm 109 says, "Thy mercy is good." Psalm 143 says, "Thy spirit is good." It's all Christ, every bit of it. And we see it. The question is, here's the question. Can we taste it? That's the question. We see it. Can we taste it? I'm a pretty big fan of a Thanksgiving meal. I love dressing. I just love dressing. But I'm a big fan of any big spread. I love a big spread. It's just exciting. But how unsatisfying would it be to walk up to the table and see that feast of fat things and not be able to taste it? Not be able to taste it. I see it. But not be able to taste it. Tasting it is experiencing it. That's what it is. I see it. I'm ready to experience it. Our Lord said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." He said, "You take this and you eat it. You eat it." Have you ever not eaten anything because you were a little reluctant to try it? I don't know what it tastes like. Not sure what it's going to taste like. What does the goodness of the Lord taste like? What does it taste like? I'll show you exactly what it tastes like. Go over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 103 says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." It's sweeter than honey. Wonder what it'll taste like. I wonder what the goodness of the Lord tastes like. It is. Have you ever tasted honey? Sweeter than that. It's sweeter than that. If you are humbled right now, if you're low, if you're afraid, if you're ashamed, if you are troubled, come and dine. Grab a plate. Come and dine. If sin has left you nothing but bitterness in your soul, you come and taste of the Lord Jesus Christ. Taste of all of His righteousness, all of His goodness, all of His perfection. I am not, He is. That's tasting it. He is. Taste of all of His finished works, all of His mercy, all of His forgiveness. And you'll find it tastes sweeter than honey. It's nothing but sweet honey. Honey to your soul. Taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what I want to do. I want to taste it. I want to see it, but I don't want to just see it. I want to taste it. Lord, would you send it in my mouth? Feed my soul. Feed my soul with your word. All right, let's stand together.